You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. How are you on a Thursday? Basketball college style returns tonight. We've got a great show lined up for you. Yes, we will dive into the games this evening, but coming up at 4:20, Chris Andrews, the South Point Casino in beautiful Lost Wages, Nevada. He will be on the show. Derek Peck from Hawk Heaven at 4:40, and then Ken Silverstein in the 5 o'clock hour will join us as well. Trent, it just seems like every day now there is some sort of breaking news. We had it out of Iowa State. We've had it out of Iowa. Now it's Drake's turn to have breaking news.
Yeah, and certainly a different look at things as Nico Medved has moved on after one season. Happened a decade ago after a historic season from the Bulldogs and what they put together. Keno Davis leaves for Providence here. Nico Medved making his way out to Colorado to take on the Rams of Colorado State. Not a shocker by any means. This has been bandied about. We mentioned this weeks and weeks ago that there was a possibility and a lot of conversation maybe that he would be the heir apparent for Larry Eustachian, but still definitely got to be something difficult to stomach today if you're a Bulldog fan.
I would think so, but you have to understand that Drake is a jump. It's just a jump school unless you're a much older coach who's looking to just settle down for the final 5 or 6 years that he wants to coach. Nico Medved is not that guy. Look, he was there as an assistant. Colorado State originally went after Becky Hammond, who was an outstanding women's player there, had a great run in the women's WNBA, and is an assistant coach with the San Antonio Spurs, and gets rave reviews from coaches around the NBA. They really were interested in getting Becky Hammond to be their men's basketball coach. She thought about it, decided against it, and so they went after, I suppose you could call him one of their own, in Nico Medved. Look what he did before he arrived at Drake. He turned the team around in less than 4 years, and then he arrives at Drake, and they finish up even and yet have a winning record in conference play at 10-8, and they go to a minor basketball tournament and win a game in that tournament. I mean, look, Drake hasn't had that success since when, Trent? When they went to the NCAA tournament, right?
Right. They've been in the Drake Invitational every year. Every single year.
They have
played in the opening round of the MVC tournament. They hadn't even finished in the bottom four of the MVC every single year. They finally get out of that. They're in postseason play. You got a young coach, an energetic guy, a Midwest guy, seemingly a great fit. He rebuilt that Furman program. Well, not even rebuilt it. He built it because they were never good at the Division I level and made them a team that they played in the CBI, had a winning record, competed for their conference title. He did that at a school very similar in stature to Drake, an academic school, a smaller private school, did it with some difficult academic rigors he had to overcome. So you felt right, all right, we got a guy. We got a guy that understands it, knows what it's going to take here. And just like that, Larry Eustachian does Larry Eustachian things. The rumors start up. And here they are, back to the drawing board again. And now you have a new athletic director to make a decision. Now you have a new school president there, though he went through it a year ago in Marty Martin. You have a completely different group, though. It's going to have to go through this for the second time. Last year, Nico Medved could at least look at that roster and say, hey, I'll have a lot of seniors that I can rely upon. We've got Reed Timmer that we can build around. We can do that. Whoever takes the job now for the next time at Drake, it was a rebuild, certainly, that he was taking over. This is a complete teardown. You can play with the roster however you want because you're basically going to have a clean slate.
Yes, you are. And the statement that was put out did not even mention Nico Medved's name. Didn't even mention it. It just explained that Thorson will take over as the interim coach while the coaching search goes on. So not only were the Drake hierarchy, the AD and the Prez, very bent out of shape about this by Nico Medved, They just refused, even in their press release, to even honor what he had accomplished. So this was a sledgehammer to the head. And from that standpoint, I get it for Drake and their fans. But you have to understand, unless you're going to hire an older coach who just wants to put roots down, you go after a young guy who's looking to make a mark for himself, he is going to use it as a stepping stone job. And look, would he have left if that job hadn't come up? My guess is, Trent, he probably would. He'd be on the recruiting trail and getting Drake ready again for this coming fall. But that job opened. It's what he's very familiar with, very comfortable with. And, you know, family might say, boy, we love living there. We really like Fort Collins. Maybe we better go back. I can see how that all went down, and I'm sure he's paid a lot more money as well.
You know, he got a lot of money to come to Drake. That's the other thing I think some people might miss. This is not – remember when they were going after Craig Smith a year ago from South Dakota?
Yes.
And that looked like that was going to be the guy. Some people felt that he leveraged Drake to get a contract extension in South Dakota. You know, he still makes I think he makes $270,000 a year at South Dakota. Not money to sneeze at by any means, but – in comparison to the hierarchy, Nico Medved made over $400,000 at Drake. That's a pretty good gig.
That's good.
At a program like Drake. So Drake ponied up money to get their guy, but now it's back to the drawing board. And you couple that with they brought in a huge recruiting class, five players signed back in November. Messiah Jones, probably the headliner of that group, kid from over in the Chicagoland area, 6'6 forward. Real strong kid. He was ranked as one of the top 15 players in the state of Illinois, coming in from Simeon. So Jones, Kendall Moore, another Illinois guy, Horsby from down in Missouri. All five of these guys, though, well, what is their future going to be? Because anymore, we see it pretty much every time, those guys will be released from their scholarship if they want to leave. And you have that. You have all these seniors departing. You have a roster that just doesn't have a whole lot there. This is tough. This is going to be extremely difficult, I believe, for whoever comes in. More difficult than Nico Medved had it.
Right. Oh, I agree with that. Yes, because you qualified it by talking about all the seniors that he had, including a star in Reed Timmer. Look, this is going to be a total rebuild, whoever takes the gig, because all those guys have graduated. So from that standpoint, if you're an assistant coach somewhere, and this is what you are bargaining for, to be a head coach, you could move into the Valley as your first head coaching job and say you get them to respectability again within 3 years. Then you will become a star that the next tier of universities will definitely take a look at if that is your goal. Once again, there are two ways that you can go if you're Drake. You can go after a young, aggressive guy, just like Medved was, or you can go after an older guy who just wants to park and say, I'll guarantee you 5 years if you want to go in that direction. Two philosophies. We'll see which way Marty Martin and the boys decide to make that happen.
Well, the new athletic director, Brian Harden, this is going to be his first crack at things as he just took over there right at the he was announced, what, I think it was Halloween or right around Halloween. But then from there, he took over during the basketball season. So all of a sudden, Brian Harden, a West Des Moines Valley product, a guy that came from Marquette, that's where he went to college. You start looking around. All right, so he's been at Notre Dame, he's been at Ball State, and he has been at Marquette. Well, at Ball State, I don't think you're looking for any coaches around there. Not a whole lot of recent success from the Cardinals. You take a look at that Mike Bray coaching tree. Is there anything that makes sense there? Is there anything at Marquette that makes sense? I think that's where you start with things. And then
Marquette, yeah.
We get into all the names that we've talked about in the past, Jimmy B, and guys that really came up a year ago from Keno Davis. Keno coming home. 10 years ago he left. You bring him back in. There's no more Sandy Hatfield Club. You know, Harden was not the one left at the altar, if you will. It was Sandy Hatfield Club. So because of that, you got to figure if there were any hard feelings, those have to subside. Plus, it's 10 years later. So Do you like that idea at all? Getting the band back together and bringing Keno back?
I think it would probably make Drake fans happy because they remember Keno for what he was able to accomplish in that magical year that they had. So that might ease tensions maybe a little bit within the fan base. But on the other hand, do you go after a guy who's in his 30s and trying to, a guy that you're comfortable with, like one of those assistants that Harden knows from Marquette, do you chase one of those guys knowing how hard that particular coach works and knowing what he is able to do on the recruiting trail, the type of system that he would run to make it entertaining for the fan base? Like, I don't think you're going to expect much the first year out of a new coach with what has taken place right now at Drake anyway. But if this guy has some success, I think by year two they're going to be really competitive, and by year three,
you think so?
Does he make a run? Yeah. I mean, if a coach comes in and has some success getting guys that he's comfortable with, if it's a solid coach, look what Medved did. Look what he did in 4 years.
He did it. Yeah, that's a build, Jimmy B.
That's a rebuild. Yes,
you're talking about. The next coach is going to have to bring in probably 7-8 new players.
Yes.
I don't think that by the second year you should expect all of a sudden to make this big jump up. This is a 5-year project.
No, I didn't say big jump.
This is a five-year project.
I said respectable.
What's respectable?
Respectable in the second year. That you're competitive in most games. You're not getting routed in every game. You're competitive in most games. That's what I'm saying.
Well, if you're competitive and you go 5-25, do you think people are going to be happy?
No, they won't be happy. But if you're losing by 10 points or less, 12 points or less in games against good teams, you're not losing by 25 every night. Come on.
If you're 5-25, but hey, we only lost by a dozen in 10 games.
I know. I get that. I get that. No. That the fan base won't look at it like that, but basketball people will, and they will say, geez, they were competitive in this game, lost in the last 3 minutes, competitive in this. They're like a player or two away. Third year, maybe you get that player, you get a transfer, you don't know Trent, and that can change your whole dynamic by the time the third year rolls around. I don't think it would take a coach 5 years to make that total rebuild. I don't.
I think this is a lot more
not
difficult
in the valley.
Than
the
you
valley,
do. A lot more
no,
difficult than
is,
you do.
The Valley is not that difficult anymore.
It isn't, it's huh? Not. Who's playing in the first game tonight?
I knew you were going to say that. Well, how many times has Porter Mosier had them in there?
This is the first time.
First time? Yeah, that's my point. Yeah. Look, it's not that difficult of a conference to be competitive in anymore. It's just not. Most teams are about the same now throughout.
I think you're again inflating your thoughts on Wichita, what they became from what they've been historically and what Creighton was historically. Creighton's still a program as we sit here getting ready for the Sweet 16 in less than 2 hours. That has never been to a Sweet 16, Jimmy B. Never been to a Sweet 16.
I'm well aware of that.
Yet you talk to some people out there, and Creighton, it's like they're Duke. Come on. It's a nice program, but people
it
act
is.
Like they invented, like James Naismith was hanging out in Omaha. I mean, good God. The thought process of the MVC is dying, and we this continued rhetoric, it drives me nuts.
No, I didn't
it's
say
a good
they're
conference,
dying.
Jim. It's still a good mid-major conference, and it's not easy to just build your way up. This Drake job is going to be a difficult job. Whoever gets this job has a ton of work in front of them.
I agree. It's going to be a difficult job. And never in my with what I just said before did I say this was going to be easy. I said with the right young coach who is a avid recruiter who can bring guys in and put some of the pieces of the puzzle together, by year three, he might be able to make some noise in the conference because the conference is not overpowering like it was with two teams that are now long gone. So everybody in that conference, You got some bad teams in that conference. You're going to still have some bad teams in that conference. And then you're going to have two, maybe three teams that will probably be reasonably decent, like we have right now. And then get a good team like Loyola every once in a while. That's the way right now that I view the Valley.
You're describing what the Valley has been over the last 20 years.
No, I'm not, because they have gotten two teams in at times.
Yes. Yes.
And it's not going to happen. Not going to happen now.
If Loyola would have got knocked off, I think they very well would have been a tournament team.
I don't know, Trent. I don't know. I know where you're going. I just don't think nationally the Valley has looked at it like it once was. That's all. That's just my opinion, national, on the national scope.
You know what they finished this year as a conference in the RPI?
Huh. What?
Eighth.
Fifth.
Eighth.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Yeah. The years that you're talking about, you know what they historically averaged around?
Eighth.
Eighth.
Okay.
It's not that different, Jimmy B. I understand the heavyweights, the fan base.
Yes.
That's what hurts more than the actual basketball, I think.
Yes.
Is the fan bases. But in terms of basketball powers, teams are going to build up. Illinois State, Missouri State, you and I getting back to what they were. There are plenty of opportunities for these programs to go back and recapture what was lost. Now, are there ever going to be a group of 7,000-8,000 people that make their way to St. Louis like Creighton fans? No, but Creighton was a good program, a good, solid program, but it's not the death knell for the conference. That's what I've tried to explain.
I never said it. I know that. No, I agree. It wasn't the death nail. Neither was Wichita State leaving as the death nail for the conference. I've never said that. What I'm saying is now is that it appears that it's going to be pretty much a one-bid team, and that's going to be it, because every once in a while you're going to get a team that is good like Loyola, and they're going to shine. And then you're going to have a year or two where whoever in the cluster of four or five teams, whoever wins the tournament, is going to slide in. That's just the way that I view it right now, Trent. I get that a lot of people are like maybe too close to it. I'm just telling you that I believe that is the view nationally and probably the way the committee now looks at that conference.
I'm just telling you historically. That's exactly what the NBC has always been. Historically, that is what it's been. Outside of 1 year where they got four teams in, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
The one year back in 2004 when they got four teams in, outside of that, it is one, sometimes two, teams that get in. And that still can happen in the NBC. We're very close to having it happen again this year. If you and I would have knocked them off in the quarterfinals, very well could have been. We will never know. It's an argument we'll never be able to figure out. What we are going to figure out is some numbers and some betting coming up on the other side. Chris Andrews from the South Point, he joins us taking a look at Sweet 16 numbers, maybe a little football as well. Jimmy B and TC, we take you up until 6 o'clock tonight.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on The Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Guys, Trent Condon here again for New Leaf Wellness. Warm weather is going to be here before you know it, and if you added some pounds during the winter, New Leaf Wellness can help you. Great treatment programs designed specifically for you. I'm on the GAC and MIC. It has helped me not just lose weight with my energy level, no more lulls in the afternoon. Give them a call today. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation. 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358. Let's feel better together with New Leaf Wellness Centers.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Walgreens has your trusted favorites in cosmetics, skincare, and hair care, plus new premium and exclusive beauty products. Stop by and find out what makes you feel beautiful. 1908 Draft House is the Metro's favorite sports bar. The Draft House is dedicated to fans of Chicago baseball, the University of Iowa, Iowa State, and your home for this month's big tournament. 1908 Draft House serves a great atmosphere for you to enjoy your favorite game. The original 1908 Draft House Johnston, Waukee, and now downtown's finest hangout. West Des Moines location now open also. 1908 Draft House is the bar to go to for the best made-from-scratch food. The best gathering spot for friends, family, and coworkers. 1908 Draft House is this week's sweet deal. Get $50 worth of 1908 Draft House gift certificates for only $25. Yeah, that's a sweet deal. There's a limited number, and they're sure to go fast. So get yours Friday morning at 9 at 1700kbgg.com.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like Accu-Chek and Walgreens True Metrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
You just get it through the experience.
I'm a fan of a lot of our fast, casual cuisine.
I love the theater and the shopping. My kids love to go to the parks.
There's a lot going on musically.
If you can't find things to do in Des Moines,
you must be boring.
This is a magical place.
Don't miss out. Visit catchdesmoines.com and plan your getaway to Greater Des Moines.
Catch what you've been missing.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in as we continue to 6 o'clock. And then we've got, oh, man, it's underway again. March Madness coming up right here at the 6 o'clock hour on the Big Talker 1700. Speaking of it's on, this is probably, Trent, would you agree that having Chris on is probably one of our favorite segments that we do on this show?
Well, I mean, there might be other people out there listening. We don't want to put them down, but well, Chris knows my opinion of him. Yes, it is. It is. It's my favorite. Chris Andrew is the best guest out there and the sportsbook director out at the South Point in Vegas. Chrissy, what's going on?
Flattery will get you everywhere. So when you come out here... At the buffets, drinks, whatever you need, they're on me.
So, love it.
Hey, I'm real curious because they always show video clips of all the books and everything the first weekend. Was it absolutely nuts out there? And did Vegas set a record, Chris, do you know, for those 4 days?
You know, I don't know about the handle. We really won't get those figures till the end of the month. I know the South Point, we did not set the handle record. We actually had a little bit more money last year, but we wrote more tickets this year. And okay. That's really kind of, and we won a lot more this year, too, which is another really good part. But, you know, it's just one of those things. We had like one or two big players last year, and I don't know if they busted out or whatever, but they didn't show this year, and that really made a big difference in the handle. But kind of the way handle works, and you see it more at the racetrack, really, than at the sports books. But sometimes that same dollar gets bet over and over and over, and you count it every single time. Well, this one, we just start winning right from the beginning. So those same dollars didn't have a chance to get re-bet. You know, so That was part of it, too. But ticket counts were just unbelievable. The crowd was monstrous. I can tell you, in the whole casino, we set records like for slot drop and the pit play and in the restaurants and all that stuff. So highly, highly successful. And I'm hearing that from most of the people around town, too.
Chris, let's go to the big upset of the week from last week, the 16 over the 1. I know there were some sports books out there that didn't offer a money line parlay. I talked to my buddy Jason Symbol with CG earlier today. He said, well, they had it, and he had a tweet that they got walloped by it, that $800 bet on Maryland-Baltimore County. How about you guys at the South Point? Did you have that money line up, and did you get hit by it?
Well, yeah, we had it up. We put up everything, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had about $1,800 total, and it won like $43,000 on UMBC. Now, in all fairness, we had plenty of money on Virginia, too. So, you know, definitely not crying the blues in any way, shape, or form. As a matter of fact, we were the straight-up win was very good for us. So, you know, that's the power of having a two-way price like that, and guys know we'll take a pretty good bet. And some guys came in and bet pretty good on Virginia, and well, they're probably still licking their wounds.
All right, so you got any feelings for the people that are listening to the show tonight on Nevada Loyola, Michigan A&M, UK against Kansas State, Gonzaga, Florida State? What are you kind of rolling around in your brain there, pal?
Well, I'm extremely biased on two games. I spent like 30 years in Reno, so I'm rooting for Nevada. Besides the fact that we got a lot of money on Loyola, so it's kind of a double, you know, two sides of the same coin. You know, I want Nevada. I'm rooting for them, and a lot of money is shown on Loyola, so I want Nevada there pretty good. And as far as like the future book goes, we have one team that can hurt us, and that's Michigan. So I'm hoping Texas A&M can kind of put us out of our misery a little bit tonight. And there is some money on A&M, and I'm more than happy to take it. I hope it wins, because we have a lot of Michigan money floating out there, really from the beginning of the season, and then, you know, once the tournament started and all that. And I really can see why. I think Michigan is just not the most talented team in the world, but really well coached, and they're playing with a lot of poise, and I think they're a very viable option to win this whole thing.
You mentioned liability with Michigan. The other side, a lot of betting favorite, Villanova, Duke, kind of back and forth, seeing them both 3-4-1 at this point in time. Those long shots still sitting out there. You mentioned Nevada, Reno. You got Loyola. Have you taken any substantial wagers on them, or just guys throwing a couple bucks at it, seeing if they can find a lottery ticket?
No, we've taken some pretty serious money. Well, Loyola is one of them that we've had really some pretty serious money on. Now, Nevada, too, but not quite as much as on Loyola. So I'm not really that worried about Nevada at this point. But Loyola is probably the one of the long shots that we've had some money on. And, you know, up and down the lineup a little bit on Texas A&M. And like I said, Nevada's got some play. But, you know, at this point in time, we're probably better off. And these things change all the time. But right now, we're probably better off with like a Villanova, Kansas, Duke, Kentucky, one of those powerhouse teams, if they win at all. That's probably our best scenario right now. But like I said, it's a very volatile situation. Money's coming in and changing hands all the time. If you ask me 24 hours from now, it might be a totally different story.
Chris Andrews is our guest from the South Point. Okay, when the big fella for Purdue went down with the busted elbow, Isaac Haas, I mean, it's crushing, because you're like that kid and he can play. How did that change things then in Vegas?
Well, it changed quite a bit for me, you know, Jim, because I'm like you. I like that kid. Well, he's big, he's strong. Seems like a lot of the offense went through him. He was a really good rim protector defensively. He seemed to be kind of like the heart and soul of that team, too. So I raised it. We had gotten bet pretty good on Purdue before he got hurt, you know, during the course of the year. I remember they had that one little a little trough. I think we lost three games in a row outright. But right before then, we got bet pretty strongly on Purdue. I had a lot of respect for that team. But when he got hurt, I had to raise the odds. As a matter of fact, I think I had him like either 8 or 10 to 1 to win it all, and I went to 18 to 1. I mean, they still can win it, and I've seen some teams that really rally around the rest of the squad once their star gets hurt. But I really felt that at that point in time, I needed to raise the odds on them. And as a matter of fact, nobody's really touching them all that much. So I, as of now, I actually, again, 2 weeks ago, if you asked me, I'd have been a loser on Purdue. Now I'm a winner on Purdue. So not much money's coming in on them to win at all. I guess they're like me. They've lost, you know, like the team, but just don't like their chances to win it all now without the big kid in the middle.
Yeah, difficult path on top of it. If Nova gets past West Virginia, that's who they'd await them with a win against Texas Tech. To the Midwest and Kansas, Big 12 champion for the 14th consecutive year.
Yeah.
No surprise there, but it's the continued question about Bill Self's teams when they get on this stage. There's been some disappointments. In terms of futures wagers, and just this matchup with Clemson, very difficult to get a read on this Clemson team. Had an injury, kind of derailed them for a while, but the way they played in the round of 32 against Auburn, you got to figure if they play like that, they're going to have a great shot against the Jayhawks. Where are you at right now with the Jayhawks in Kansas?
Let me check. They play tomorrow, correct? Let me see where we are at five with them, and we're doing pretty good business both ways. We've been actually, we opened the game 6. We went down as low as 4.5. Now we're back up to 5. So I think we found a pretty good equilibrium there at 5. But, you know, Trent, I think you hit the nail on the head. Clemson's been really hard to figure this year. And they've bet against them the first couple of games of this tournament. And I really could kind of see why. But now all of a sudden, here they are. Again, a well-coached team coming out of the ACC. And, you know, It's easy to knock a guy like Self, who's had tremendous success to a point, and then really has taken him over the hump, I guess, once, all the way anyway. You know, but has had some other disappointments. But, you know, really, if you look up and down the lineup, you know, except for, like, Mike Krzyzewski, that's really kind of what happens to almost all these guys. You know, it's hard to win, you know, more than 4 games in this tournament. It really is. And so I don't knock Self too much. I know it's probably a little disappointing for Kansas fans, but I would very much hesitate to knock Self. I think he's done a hell of a job.
All right. If you had to pick a number one team right now, is it Villanova? Is it Kansas? Is it Duke? Is it somebody else, like maybe Gonzaga, who was there last year? Where would you lean right now, Chris?
Well, I've been saying for a couple months, I really think Villanova is the best team. And, you know, I certainly don't have them as odds-on favorites right now. I have them at 3-1 to win the whole thing. You know, I think they're the best team. But, you know, even if they lost to West Virginia, I wouldn't be all that surprised. West Virginia, another very good team, and, you know, Huggins, he gets knocked around a little bit too, and I know this year they've blown a couple of leads, games you think they'd have in their back pocket, but I still think, again, he's a very good coach, the team's very good. If they beat Villanova, I would not be surprised. However, I do think overall Villanova's the best team, but, you know, you guys have been watching sports a long time. The best team doesn't always win.
Very true, and as a bettor, I've also learned that many, many times throughout the years. Hey, Chris, before we let you run, wanted to just take a stab at a little football with you. College-wise, win totals, those kind of things, it's a long summer. I know you're always one of the first to get them out there. On the college variety, what are you looking at? Got an estimated date when we're going to see those totals and the Hawkeyes and Cyclones for us, most importantly, here?
Well, I'm thinking probably by the end of May. You know, we have to see all the spring practices and, you know, a lot of transfers are really upsetting the apple cart here. So we got to make sure we have all those down. And, you know, we just I love to be first. I think we'll probably be first again. But I also don't want to just put up some crazy numbers without knowing what the heck's going on. So I'm looking probably about the end of May.
Always good, pal, when we catch up with you. So if people are headed out to Vegas for the big big weekend ahead, do they just look up you at the South Point? Is that what you have them do?
I always tell guys I'm behind the counter. I have an office in the back that I, well, that's where I'm talking to you guys at right now, but I spend most of my day out at the front counter. I got built myself a little stand there where I do all my work, and I prefer being out. I'm a man of the people, Jim. I like to be out there with the folks, and, you know, so I always just come on by, say hello, and, you know, mention your show, and you got a buffet coming. How's that sound? So
come
on up and
great.
Say hello, and don't worry. I'm going to send you guys the bill once it's all over, but I'll still give them the buffet.
Ah, that's all right. Brinson will pick it up. He'll Chris, I know it's a busy time. Really appreciate you giving us some time here today. Get back to those windows and let's keep making money for the South Point, all right?
So far, so good.
Yeah.
So never cry for the bookmakers, Trent. Yeah. I can tell you that. Never cry for us. We'll be okay.
Absolutely. Thanks, Chris.
All right, buddy. See you guys later. Bye-bye.
Chris Andrews joining us. Always a fun conversation. Love having that guy on the program. We're going to take a time out. Come back on the other side. Our man Derek Peck's going to join us from Hawkeye Heaven. Continued speculation, rumors about potential transfers. What's going on over at the University of Iowa? We'll talk some football. We'll talk some basketball. Ahmad Wagner, what's the next step for him? We'll do it next here. It's Jimmy B and TC.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, honey, I'm going to the chicken coop to watch the tournament.
Whoa, wait a minute. Our team didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, but, you know, my second favorite team did.
Oh, really? And who's that? Let me guess. You're in a pool again, aren't you?
A couple of them. Yeah, gotta go. Bye.
It's tournament time, baby. No need to flip channels to watch the game. The Chicken Coop has all the games from every network on every TV. The Chicken Coop. Serious about food. Serious about the tournament.
Join the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb in downtown Des Moines on April 8th to help fight lung disease. Register today at fightforiowaclimb.org or call 515-309-9507.
Sponsored by Serta. It's the Serta Spring Into Comfort sales event. Don't settle for comfortable. Get Serta comfortable and save big today. Visit Archer Home Center in Adel or SertaRetailers.com.
Mostly cloudy but dry overnight tonight with a low of 35. Tomorrow a dry start to the day and then rain moves in for the afternoon with a high of 48. I'm Local 5 meteorologist Bree Sullivan.
If you think trains will stop if they see a car on the tracks, you're right, they will. About a mile after they hit you. In 2015 alone, 230 people were killed at railroad crossings. Don't become the next fatality. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Update your bathroom with Max. The Orchestra freestanding bathtub has a sleek design. Only $711.11 after 11% off. A 60-inch U-tile shower kit gives you the look of tile without any of the maintenance. $1846.75 after 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through March 24th. 11% savings or mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind, and our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
It's time for your daily dose of Hawkeye coverage on 1700 KBGG.
All right, everybody, we roll along here all the way until 6 o'clock, and then we've got basketball for you as the NCAA College Basketball Tournament will continue. You get the games on the Big Talker 1700. Look, Trent, the big story today, of course, is Drake and Nico Medved, the basketball coach, gone after one season. He's on his way now to Colorado State, but in the eastern part of the state right now, in Iowa City, they've got a few issues going on right now as well, right?
Oh, no doubt. And a couple of transfers, a lot of speculation. What's next for the basketball program? Freya McCaffrey at the helm. Here to join us, talk about that and a little bit more on the football side of things, Derek Peck from Hawkeye Heaven as he joins us today. What's happening, DP?
Oh, not too much. How you guys doing?
Going well. Can't complain. Ready for basketball, real basketball, to get started again tonight. The NIT is fine, but it's been a long week waiting to get back to it. Well, it's been long wait for the Iowa basketball team to get back to a Sweet 16. We're going on 19 years since the last time they were there in the final season of Dr. Tom Davis. Couple of defections this week. Not a big surprise, Brady Ellingson. That's been long speculated about. Ahmad Wagner, though, not that he's leaving basketball, but that he's going to the football side of things, adding to a little bit of intrigue. Where do you stand with that?
Well, I mean, whenever it's a unique situation when your favorite team is the Hawkeyes and you lose a basketball player, but it might actually end up benefiting you if he becomes a football player for the Hawks. So, my perspective on both departures with Ellingson and Wagner is I think it's a positive. I mean, I fall on that side of the fence. They were very, very small contributors this year. You know, I think Ellingson actually kind of regressed. I think they combined for like 3 points a game. And, while I thought Wagner was going to be able to provide more of a defensive presence than any of his teammates, I don't even think that happened. So, I definitely think that Wagner's making the right decision at this point in his career because he was a hell of a high school football player in Ohio and at a really high level of high school football. So I think he's at a point in his basketball career where he gave that a shot, and now it's with his talent and ability, get on the football field and see if you can make a career out of that.
Having a conversation with Derek Peck right now, Hawk Heaven. Okay, now that you say that, look, the kid was a terrific high school football player for the season that he played and played against top talent. My point is if he's out doing drills right now and working on his cuts, working on catching a football and not a basketball, where do you think that that he could end up? Is would he be good enough, at least in your estimation, just as a athlete, that you know what he is at 6'7" and 235, where he could be a contributor to a Big Ten team? Or would he be, at least in your estimation, for the first year anyway, better off dropping down to 1AA FCS and then making a contribution in that first year and then being really good his second year?
Well, that's a great question, and I'm not sure that I'm that equipped to tell you for sure. What I do know about Wagner is that he's got a great head on his shoulders. From everything I've heard, he's a really high-quality kid and has great character and really good work ethic. So when you combine that with the physical tools that I know that he has, it makes me more optimistic about his ability to contribute soon, depending on where he ends up. You know, and I do think, you know, if you look right in Iowa City where he's already at, there's opportunity at the wide receiver position. And, you know, when I first started hearing this news, a lot of people were saying, you know, he's more of a tight end. I don't think he's a wide receiver. And I kind of agreed with that. But then when I went back and watched his high school tape, and I saw some film of him running track and running on the football field against really good high school competition, my mind kind of swayed back to he could be a wide receiver at this level. I mean, he's impressive on his high school tape as a wide receiver. And when you talk about the competition he was playing against, he's separating from those guys with his speed. So I wasn't quite sure how that, you know, the skills on the basketball court that you see would translate to the football field. But when I was able to see that high school tape, I mean, he's impressive. And that wasn't, you know, that's no joke who he was playing against in Ohio. You know, really one of the better states in the country for high school football in terms of talent. And, you know, but he's been away from the game for several years now. So there's a learning curve, and that's what I mean by I'm not sure I'm equipped to say how quickly he can adjust to that, but boy, as a Hawkeye fan, I mean, I can't help but hope he gives that, you know, he gives Iowa a chance because they need help at the wide receiver position. And from his perspective, you know, if he comes in and he does everything right and he approaches it the right way and he works hard, he might have a chance to contribute right away in Iowa City.
Derek Peck joining us from Hawkeye Heaven. Derek, you mentioned the football side of things. Kirk Ferentz involved with his press conference as they kick off spring football. What's the big question you're hoping is answered here in the spring? What's the one thing, if we could get something definitive to come out and you feel confident going into the summertime, what would be at the top of that wish list?
Oh, if I could have, you know, the top of my wish list would be optimism about the offense, mm-hmm. which is almost never something that happens in spring football for Iowa. it almost seems like the defense is, you know, the defense knows what the offense is doing. It's, you know, the cards are stacked against an offense in this situation. But I think Stanley really needs to take another step. And, you know, I think that this upcoming season kind of hinges upon his ability to, you know, to play well, and he's got to take a step forward. I think that this team goes as far as Stanley takes them, and, you know, there's certainly some question marks on the defensive side of the ball. There's question marks at wide receiver, you know, replacing Wadley in the backfield, but to me it's just kind of consistency as a whole on the offensive side of the football. They can't afford to be doing this, you know, you don't know which Hawkeye offense is going to show up this game, which is what it seems like it's been the past couple of years. They'll play really well one game, and you'll think they have it figured out, and then they'll, you know, struggle to get 100 yards of total offense the next game. And they've got to get rid of that inconsistency. And a lot of that, you know, it's on Brian Ferentz, but some of it's also on Nate Stanley. And he had a really good year for a first-year quarterback, but I'm looking for him to take another step forward, and I'd hope that we hear some signs of that this spring. And then, you know, replacing some really good players at the linebacker position too, so it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out on defense.
With those two scholarships now open, does the kid McCaffrey's kid get one and then he goes to someplace else? Has there been much thought or talk about that? Or how do you think that's going to shake out that those two now are available?
Oh, that'll be interesting. I would guess that McCaffrey will get one, Connor, but, you know, the team has some needs. So
yeah,
it's kind of nice having a situation where your dad's the head coach and you don't necessarily need to take a scholarship, but he deserves one. I mean, I'm kind of torn on that, you know. I mean, the kid earned a scholarship. He deserves it. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets one, and I certainly wouldn't be upset if he gets one. But, you know, there's definitely some needs there. And, you know, ideally I think that they need to look for some toughness. They need to look for a defender, somebody who can lock down multiple positions and, you know, hopefully get to the rim on offense. And even if they're not elite at scoring, you know, be able to knock down some free throws, rebound, and lock down on defense. That would be a, you know, kind of an all-around player that hits all of those needs would be a nice get for them. So there's always going to be a lot of options on the transfer market. I haven't looked yet to see what's out there, but it'll be interesting to see over these next few weeks if some rumors come out and we get some names about some guys that Fran and his staff may be targeting.
Good stuff. Hey, always good talking with you, DP. And, well, our second time talking today. Earlier today, we recorded our podcast, the Hawkeye Heaven podcast. People can check that out. And good get on the guest today. Tell the listeners out there who we got.
Yeah, I was pretty pumped today. We had Mark Wiseman join us, and he was a great interview. Well, he's a great guy, and he has some insight not only from his experience as a running back, kind of one of those guys that prototypical Iowa successful football stories. You know, the guy that came in, nobody knew who he was, had to earn his spot, had to work for it in the weight room, got a chance and ran with it, like literally ran with it in his case. But, you know, he touched on that, and then he talks about the team this year, and he was just a fun guy to interview. It was pretty cool to get a chance to do that. So check out our podcast. I'll be publishing it on HawkeyeHeaven.net here in hopefully not too long, a few minutes.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Thanks, DP.
All right. Thanks a lot, fellas.
Yeah, really good conversation with Mark Wiseman and doing some work.
I always loved his game, yeah. Trent. I did. I thought Wiseman was an old throwback. Just give the dude the ball and get everybody in front of him and then get out of his way. I loved his game.
A lot of fun and a lot of fun to talk to. So you can hear that over on the Hawkeye Heaven podcast. Just search iTunes, Stitcher, all your normal streaming devices. You can hear it over there. Our conversations with Derek and the rest of the guys with Hawkeye Heaven presented by Murphy Tower Service. Apprenticeship program continues. All kinds of job opportunities as well with Murphy Tower Service. Find them online at murphytower.com. Get in and earn while you learn with their apprenticeship program. Again, murphytower.com. We got an hour in the book. Still one more to go. Coming up on the other side, we talked about the Drake job. We talked about a name in Keno Davis. We're going to throw out some more names on the other side. Potential people that make sense. Where Drake should go. Young and up-and-comers, the old-timers. We'll got some names for you coming up here as we kick off the 5 o'clock hour.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG. Simple enough.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. But Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
Walk to prevent suicide. Join the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and participate in an Out of the Darkness community walk. Register for a walk near you at outofthedarkness.org. Suicide takes an enormous toll on families, friends, coworkers, and entire communities. Walk to raise awareness. Walk to raise funds for research, education, advocacy, and programs to support people impacted by suicide. Walk to save lives. Go to outofthedarkness.org today.
Sponsored by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Firestone Complete Auto Care, keeping cars running newer, longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
The Eagles, live in concert.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Performing over four decades of hits.
Take it to the limit.
Wells Fargo Arena, Monday, March 26th.
Life in the fast lane.
Get tickets now at HyVTix.com. The Eagles, Hotel California. The 40th Anniversary Deluxe Edition is available everywhere now. For more, check eagles.com.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Fabreeze Car presents When Stinks Interrupt.
Thanks for the ride, sis.
No problem. Good flight?
Yeah, it... Oh.
Chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets.
Did you stop...
Chicken?
For fast food?
Nuggets.
Not today. Why?
Oh, chicken nuggets.
Pro tip, sis. Pick up Fabreeze Car, then pick up your brother.
Fabreeze Car has two new ways to drive away embarrassing odors. Now available without heavy perfumes or with extra bold scent.
Breathe happy Fabreeze. La, 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 la.
Your home for
the Animal Rescue League of Iowa is looking for people who can give an adoptable pet a break from the shelter for 1 week, 1 month, or more. Fostering a pet through our shelter getaway programs for cats, dogs, and even horses allows you to help homeless pets without the lifetime commitment. So whether you are longing for pet companionship but can't commit long term, or you are able to make room for one more on a short term basis, we need you. Visit ARL-Iowa.org to learn more.
Walk to prevent suicide. Join the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and participate in an Out of the Darkness community walk. Register for a walk near you at outofthedarkness.org. Suicide takes an enormous toll on families, friends, coworkers, and entire communities. Walk to raise awareness. Walk to raise funds for research, education, advocacy, and programs to support people impacted by suicide. Walk to save lives. Go to outofthedarkness.org.